Despite his impressive scientific achievements, of the 21 applicants, Einstein did not even make the short list of three. It was at the behest of Alfred Kleiner, the professor of experimental physics at Zurich University, that Einstein tried for a third time to become a Privatdozent, an unpaid lecturer, at the University of Bern. The first application was rejected because at the time he did not have a PhD. In June 1907, he failed a second time because he did not submit a Habilitationsschrift, a piece of unpublished research. Kleiner wanted Einstein to fill a soon-to-be-created extraordinary professorship in theoretical physics, and being a Privatdozent was a necessary stepping stone to such an appointment. So he produced a Habilitationsschrift as demanded and was duly appointed a Privatdozent in the spring of 1908. Only three students attended his first lecture course on the theory of heat. All three were friends. They had to be, since Einstein had been allocated Tuesdays and Saturdays between 7 and 8 in the morning. University students had the choice of whether or not to attend courses offered by a Privatdozent, and none were willing to get up that early. As a lecturer, then and later, Einstein was often underprepared and made frequent mistakes. And when he did, he simply turned to the students and asked, "Who can tell me where I went wrong?" or "Where have I made a mistake?" If a student pointed out an error in his mathematics, Einstein would say, "I have often told you my mathematics have never been up to much." The ability to teach was a vital consideration for the job earmarked for Einstein. To ensure that he was up to the task, Kleiner organized to attend one of his lectures. Annoyed at having to be investigated, he performed poorly. However, Kleiner gave him a second chance to impress, and he did. "I was lucky," Einstein wrote to his friend Jakob Laub. "Contrary to my habit, I lectured well on that occasion." And so it came to pass. It was May 1909, and Einstein could finally boast that he was an official member of the Guild of Whores, as he accepted the Zurich post. Before moving to Switzerland with Mileva and 5-year-old Hans Albert, Einstein traveled to Salzburg in September to give the keynote lecture to the cream of German physics at a conference of the Gesellschaft Deutscher Naturforscher und Ärzte. He went well prepared. It was a singular honor to be asked to deliver such a lecture. It was one usually reserved for a distinguished elder statesman of physics, not someone who had just turned 30 and was about to take up his first extraordinary professorship. So all eyes were on Einstein. But he seemed oblivious as he paced the podium and delivered what would turn out to be a celebrated lecture.